He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 579. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will try to answer all my emails. So there you go. Interesting gadget for you folks today. A very interesting gadget, and it's very affordable. And I think everybody needs one of these. You may not know you need it, but you need it. Without further ado, let me click this button, and where is it? Here it is, and we are going to go to the gadget of the day. Here we are, yeah. Well, as you can see, this is called the Infinity X1 Rechargeable Workout Light. It's not workout light, it's work light, with Bluetooth speakers. This thing is really cool, and it does a lot of stuff, so when you buy it, this is what the box looks like. Okay, and it does a ton of things. Clearly, it's a work light, and you have three positions on this of light and two safety features. So you're going to get a 700 lumen light, a 300, a 100. You're going to get a red light and a flashing red light. As you can see from the picture here, they are on adjustable stands. And of course, you get two of them. And it, in addition, will allow you to use it as a speaker. So it's not only a very convenient work light, it's a speaker, and it will give you a recharge of your phone or whatever it may be, although I don't think that's the primary function of it, but it does recharge your phone or your Bluetooth or whatever. And again, you get two devices, so that's going to give you two, quote, charges. So let's take a close-up look at it. When you open the box, you are going to see this. So there they are. You get two units, and they both work the exact same way. And yes, you can pair the Bluetooth speakers together, or you could use one here and one there, whatever it is that you want. So I'm going to pull out one of these units here, and let's take a close-up. So when you open the box, you're going to see three different instruction sheets in three different languages. They're all the same, but they're just in different languages. I, of course, chose the one that was in English, so we don't really need to see these anymore. Also, you're going to get two USB-C to USB connectors to charge the unit. Straightforward on that. And then, of course, we have the unit itself, which is right there. Let me get that back into focus here. There we go. So, very interesting device. In the front of it, you'll see the light, LED light, and then over here, of course, would be the speaker, the output of the speaker. On the side, you'll see a large red button that's going to turn on and off your lights. And then over here on this side, if you can see it, there is your Bluetooth button that gives you all the functionality, including pairing it to whatever device it is that you want. So let's first take a look at this large red button here, and I'm going to push it. I'll turn the unit this way. It's going to get bright. So the first click gives you 700 lumens. Again, you can't really tell by this, but it's pretty bright. It will certainly light up a room. The second click is 300 lumens. The third click is actually 100 lumens. And the fourth click is going to give you, again, you can't see it because of the way the camera is designed, a red solid red light. And the last click will give you a blinking red, and then when you click it once more, it turns off. So all that is controlled by this red button. Pretty straightforward. What's really nice about this is the way it mounts or doesn't mount. You have this stand built into it, and as you can see, because it's on kind of an arc, and this is made out of high quality aluminum, You can arc this pretty much any way you want, so that way it can go directly down on the work and stay there, okay? You have to put a weight on it there if you're going to tip it that way, but for the most part, if you're tipping it back, it's going to be fine. Now, you know, you saw that it tipped there a little bit. Not a problem. A couple things on the back of this. One, and they don't too much advertise it. I don't know why. It's a great feature. You'll notice here, 1, 2, 3, there's 4 magnets, and they are very powerful magnets. So if you are near any metal, your car or whatever, you can just put that directly on the metal and it will hold quite nicely. So that's really nice. And if that's not enough, on the side you have a carabiner clip here. So if you push this out, you can just basically hang the light wherever you want it. Again, very nice, very convenient. And last but not least, and I thought this was a great idea, literally it cost them nothing to do it, but they're forward thinking. Right here is a little screw tap you could see, and that's a tripod. So if you want to put a tripod into this, you just screw it in. It's a standard mount, and away you go. So that's all really nice. It has 2 cushion pads here, so you're not going to scratch anything. Very well made, and I'm pretty impressed with it. Some other things you may want to note here on the back or on the side, you have a USB port right here. And of course, that's for charging whatever device is that you want to charge. And also right here, I think you could see it, that's where you're going to charge this particular unit with the USB-C. I didn't see anywhere, and I got to look again, what kind of amperage it puts out, but I'm sure it's enough to give you some juice in an emergency situation. And again, you get 2 of these, so all that's pretty good. And that's pretty much it, except for the Bluetooth function. Bluetooth function is right here. So when you depress this button, you're going to hear a loud noise. Let's see if I can get it to do it. I don't know if you heard that, but that means the Bluetooth is on. And if you look real close, you'll see that blinking, and you hear it. It just went boop, boop, and that just connected to my iPhone. The other thing that I think is real important is on the back here, you can see the lights, and this will tell you what kind of a charge is in there. And also, it will tell you now that it's ready. It's already linked to the Bluetooth because this is solid. So that's really nice. Let's take a listen to the actual Bluetooth speakers. So let me click back. So as I mentioned, you heard that boop, boop, and that meant that this device actually connected up to my iPhone or whatever device it is that you want. And again, you get 2 of these, so you're able to pair both of these speakers, okay, A and B, to a particular device. Or if you want to go 2 different rooms or whatever, you can put 1 room there or give 1 to your wife, whatever the case may be. So oddly enough, they're not bad. Let me put my iPhone on. It's already paired. And here we go. I'm going to turn this up.
I went to the doctor.
So they're not loud enough to do a jam in a party. They won't do that. Maybe 2 of them will, but one of them gives adequate playback volume to a small size room. It's not going to blast your ears off. It works quite well. I have 0 complaints, and given the functionality of the device, it's well worth the money. Talking about money, let's take a look at what these things cost. So right now, if you go on Amazon and look up the Xfinity One, you're going to see that they're unavailable at this point in time on Amazon. So I thought that was odd. It must mean they're a great seller. I don't know. But if we go over to Walmart, of all places, Walmart, for $37 and let's try it again, for $39.70, I'm going to get it right this time, $39.97, you can buy a pair of these. Now, that's basically $20 a whack. I got to tell you, I found these just last week at Costco for $15. $15 for two of these, it's unbelievable. So it's a no-brainer. You can keep one in your car, one in your house. I was told, actually by a reliable source, my son-in-law, that he went camping with these, and he had this on the low setting for light. So that's 100 lumens. And he said it lasted about 15 hours. He used it at night in his tent and forgot to turn it off and woke up in the morning and it was still on. So he estimates well over 12 hours, closer to 15 hours before it ran out of juice. That's pretty impressive. So, you know, in an emergency situation, these are very handy. And if you live in those crazy states that have tornadoes and floods and all the disastrous stuff that's going on, these are actually a must-have. You can get light out of this for 12, 15 hours, even on the low power, and it's very easy to read with the low power. You know, when you got the carabiner on the side here, and you can mount it on metal, whatever, these are great to have in an emergency situation. Not to mention you get a speaker, and also that red light flashing. They're very handy to have, and I think they're, based on the price, it's a no-brainer. It really is. Very, very nicely made, and they are waterproof, so what more can you ask for? And again, at that price, it was either 15 or 17 at Costco for two. It's really a no-brainer in an emergency situation. They'll be very handy to have in your car, even if you just put the red light on and let it flash. So check that out. A very impressive gadget for sure. Okay, lettuce and tomatoes. Where are we here? Let us move on to the apps of the day. Here we go. I don't know how much longer this is going to be available. This was $40 at one time. This is available at least right now on your Android operating system. Fit Olympia Pro Gym Workouts. Right now it's still free. Again, it was $39 or $40, but this is a workout platform for you on steroids. Fit and Growth, Fit Olympia Pro, are you tired of being or just trying to get in shape? This will do everything for you. It will tell you what exercises to do. It will keep track of everything, and you will be very impressed with that. I did give them permission, although they changed the head. I gave them permission to use my body on this photograph, but you know, I have no control over if they took my head off and just used my body. It's okay. So check that out. Again, this was $40 at one point in time. Gets 4.6 stars out of 5. Doesn't get much better than that. So if you want to get yourself in shape, by all means, go for it. It's pretty cool. All right. I didn't use it. No, I didn't. I didn't test it out. I didn't use it. I didn't use it. I was already in shape. Okay. Our next app, again, is free for the time being. Very cool app. Very free app. This is called 80 Musics Radio Pro. I like this because it's exactly what it says. This will let you listen to music of the 80s online for free with tons of different genres. So you can listen to pop, rock, new wave, whatever you want from the 80s, and there's no ads with it. Oh, I couldn't believe that. So check that out. You know, I was thinking it would be kind of cool, and I don't know if this exists, but it'd be kind of cool if there was an app that had radio stations, let's say from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, all the way up to now, that had news. Okay, so if you listen to it, you can go back and hear the news from 1943 or 1950. Or right now, it'd be kind of cool, not cool, but to go back and listen to the Cuban Missile Crisis back in the day. I think people don't realize that 6 months after the Cuban Missile Crisis, President Kennedy was assassinated. It's, you know, time frame wise, I never realized that until I started reading about it. I did read a really, I'm getting off track here, but it's okay. I read a really interesting article. I got to find it, and I'm going to post it. But it was about things we didn't know about the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I was, I think, 12, 13 years old at the time. It was pretty scary. But it was an interesting read. In any event, definitely check this out. 1 minute, someone's motioning me. Okay, we'll see you later. We have people walking into the studio all the time. It's okay. All right. Our next app of the day is called AppLock Pro. Again, for the Android operating system. I hate to say it, but given the crazies today, this is almost a must-have. It's free, and this is going to keep intruders out of your phone. AppLock Pro is a must-have personal security app to secure your privacy, and it supports fingerprints, which I like, password or pattern lock, your choice. And, you know, it's like all the other locks that are out there. It just keeps people out of your phone, or you can particularly use this to put your photos or your texts or your email. You know, did you ever loan your phone to someone and they're like, okay, you want to make a phone call? And the next thing you know, they're reading your email. So I don't give my phone out, but this is a great thing to have to prevent that. All right. If you have an iPhone and would like to apply the same type of technology, here's another free app for you for the iPhone, App Secret. Again, really nice app. App Secret offers you a new way to protect your data and keep all important information untouched. Use an array of lock options for security to protect the important data on your device and to prevent unauthorized access. So it's virtually the same thing. Again, what I like about this is you can compartmentalize either your photos, your email, or whatever it is that you don't want people to see or you want to lock. So these things are handy and probably worthwhile to have on your devices. All right, our next app is called Screen Recorder. The first time I've seen one of these for an Android operating device, and I don't even think they make one for the iPhone, but you can basically screen record just like you can on your PC or your Mac. You now can screen record your games or whatever it is you're looking at right off the phone. So whatever is going on your phone, this will record it, both the sound and the video. Kind of neat. But remember, when you're recording that stuff, you're using up, you know, storage space, so you can't just, like, you know, play a game for 3 hours and expect your phone A to last power wise and B for it to store all that data. But these do work nice, so if you want to record whatever it is and play it back later, this app will do that. It's called Screen Recorder, 4.2 stars out of 5, big ones. And our last app of the day, I have this and I love it. I absolutely love it. I have always found from day one the iPhone is a pain in the neck to get into and manage files. They got this cuckoo system. I hate it. In any event, this File Get browser and document reader alleviates that condition for me. It has a web browser. It has file management and document management. This will allow you to download all documents such as docs, doc files, XLS spreadsheets, text, PDFs, so on and so forth. You have a private web browser built into this app, so no traces whatsoever. It has a password for security, and you can browse document files only, so that if you have a bunch of PDFs or Word documents or whatever, you can just browse those in a file management type of system like Explorer. And it also will import documents that you have on the cloud. So this is a real nice app. I highly recommend this if you do a lot of file management on your device, because it makes it just so much easier. And I wish that... Two things I hate about the iOS, and I use them every day. You know, one, their operating system is... It's tough to work around it. You got to work within their framework, which I hate. And then, of course, I have mentioned a zillion times how I absolutely cannot stand iTunes. That thing is so old and cranky at this point. Need to do away with it. It's like a pain in the neck. In any event, that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.